I hear somebody out there. We'll probably be starting in a couple minutes here. This is Pam Taggart with the Nebraska Department of Education and Jill Aurin, but we'll probably give people a couple more minutes. Okay, welcome to the District Data Collection Group meeting. This is Pam Taggart with the Nebraska Department of Education, and I have in the office here Jill Aurin. She's our, she is one of our programmers that has an agenda item today. I was just wondering maybe who's on the call today?
Peggy from Valentine.
Anna Uden from ESU3.
Pat Larson from Grand Island Public Schools.
Okay.
Paige Fox.
Okay. And Bob, where were you from?
Gearing.
Oh, thank you. Okay. And maybe there'll be other people joining us as they realize, like I did, oh my gosh, it's 10 o'clock. So anyway, we have a kind of short agenda today, but we were just talking about some of these issues and thought that we should probably take time to visit with you about a couple of things that have come up. And the first one on the agenda that I have is a state course code for homeroom or study hall. And how this came up is we're starting to talk about the dashboards and the teacher-student connections and what people might want to see if they're looking at a dashboard. And we weren't sure if you thought that the study hall or homeroom teachers might be interested in seeing a dashboard of the students in their study hall or homeroom class. And maybe those are two different things and maybe we need to separate them. Does anybody have any discussion on that?
I use homeroom in the elementary, and that's what I have that self-contained classroom code assigned to that.
Okay.
But then study hall, I think, is something completely different, where, because a study hall teacher or supervisor kind of needs to know what kids are doing in class, and so their ability to look at that dashboard and see how they're doing in their classes and if they have missing assignments and stuff like that, that would be very advantageous to them. I don't know about homeroom as much, but where a study hall teacher is supervising, you know, making sure kids are getting their work done. But
okay.
I think that a homeroom would benefit from it as well. Depending upon how your homeroom may be set up, this may be the teacher who, you know, this could serve as an advisory or as you get into particularly the middle level, and I think it would be good for teachers to be able to have access to the information that they needed to be able to properly advise their kids.
Okay. Thank you, though. Is there anyone else? Well, what we haven't decided yet, you know, homeroom really isn't. I mean, it could be like, you know, the self-contained classroom, Peggy uses it, or, you know, it could be a group of students that, you know, are involved in an advisory situation. The course code probably would not generate any instructional units for Rule 10, and we probably would not do an endorsement checker on it because pretty much anybody with a certificate could probably teach it. So it's still kind of up in we're a little up in the air about it, but with this the dashboard coming, we're trying to decide whether we need to add a course code or, you know, there's a possibility with the dashboard we may be changing course taxonomy. So I don't know that we're going to change anything at this time, so don't look for that. And, of course, it isn't in 15-16. If we decide to do any changes, you know, we'll let you know at the data conference, hopefully in the spring. But for right now, if you have any more input on that and you'd like to send it to me, that would be great. I will probably, we have an internal steering committee that we'll be meeting in like January to look at new course codes and things. So I will probably bring it up to them and they may reach out to people to ask more questions. But I appreciate the input that I got so far, and that's kind of what I thought, but I really appreciate hearing it from you guys. So anyway, the next agenda item is EDFAC Federal Data Collection Request for Comments, and Jill is our EDFAC coordinator here in the department, and I'm going to let her take off with that agenda item.
Okay, well, as you guys know, as districts are required to submit data to us through NSSRS, and in turn, we are required to submit data to the federal government through EDFACs. And every 3 years, the U.S. Department of Education is required by federal law to get an approval for the next 3 years of EDFACs collections. And when they make this apply for this approval through the OMB, they do usually include some changes that have been requested by some of their program offices. And so the next approval for the 2016-17 through 2017-18 school years through 2018-19 school years has been made. The information was included in your
invitation
and with the agenda. So we want to just make you aware of it, let you take a look at some of the requests for changes that are being made. Some of these will affect you, some of them may not. But the feds, we are in a 60-day comment period, and the feds do pay attention to the comments that are made. If some of the requests that are being made are overburdensome, comments can be made about that. We wanted you to have the opportunity to see what these changes were, and if you choose to make a comment to the federal government. We don't necessarily need those comments here. Again, you can make those yourself, but we wanted you to be aware that this was occurring. If you have any questions about any of the information we sent you, about the comments, about the process, about FX in general, you can go ahead and email me. My email address is jill.arend@nebraska.gov. That's A-U-R-A-N-D. Or you can send your comments to Pam, and she'll forward them to me, and I'll get back to you about that. Does anybody want to make any comments or have any concerns at this point?
No, I was just kind of flipping through. There was an attachment, I think it was called Attachment C, in your the invitation. And in there you'll see the new data that the feds are wanting. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, that is something you take a look at, because we are required to submit this data. So we will have to find ways to get it.
if the changes are approved.
Yep.
Now, sometimes what happens is, I know 3 years ago when we went through this process, they had actually made a proposed change to how we reported membership data. And we actually went back, and there were a lot of rather active discussions and comments about this from multiple states. And they actually removed those proposed changes. So just because it's in attachment C doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be done. However, if they don't get any comments to the negative, it will occur. So,
and just some of them that are in that attachment is related to excess or chronic. They call it chronic absenteeism.
And I said a lot of this stuff, some of it won't affect you. It's data you're already reporting to us that we can report, or it's the data that we would create. And one of the things they did ask for was a homeless subgroup for the cohort, which, you know, we have the ability to report, but you may not be comfortable with such a rate being calculated, maybe. I don't know. If that would be the case, maybe you want to make a comment about that.
Well, and one other one that I wanted to note here is there is also a request to add a kindergarten entry assessment.
Which we don't currently have.
Yeah.
So that's the comment that we're
making.
The other thing you can read through is Attachment D, which has some directed questions which they specifically want answered. We as a state will be making a response to all of these directed questions. However, if you as a district would like to respond to one of those, feel free to do that also. So, like I said, you can contact us later. We will be putting together our response by September 8th, I believe is the date. Then there will be an opportunity for the feds to look at these comments. There will be a separate 30-day comment window that opens then approximately 30 days after September 8th. But by the end of the year, this will be finished up. So.
And then we'll get our directives of what new collections there will be.
And again, this wouldn't start till the data would not be needed until the 16-17 school year. So, okay, the next item on the agenda is state support for the civil rights data collection. Dean wanted to talk to you about that. He is unfortunately not here today, so we're going to push that off. I will tell you that this state support was not going to be for this current civil rights data collection that is open. We're going to discuss the possibility of being able to provide some data for the next one that opens, I believe, for 16-17 or 15-16. I think
it's 15-16.
Yeah. So, you know, if you got your hopes up that we are going to be helping you provide the data for this time, I'm sorry. But we are hoping to be able to start doing that in the future, potentially through the data that we're going to be getting into the dashboard, which may in turn require some additional extensions in order to do so. Although we are in conversation. We're going to be having a conversation with the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation, who is the group that funded EDFI, about the development of this, since it would benefit more than just Nebraska. It would benefit any states who are utilizing EDFI. So, but we will come back with that when Dean is available to talk about it. Did anybody else have anything else they would like to bring up during this phone call about any other items? We're on a, item number 5 on the agenda. One thing I did want to bring up, we are talking about in the future going to be doing this not just as a phone call, but also as Adobe Connect. This will allow us to share documents on the screen with you. You know, at a minimum, we'll be able to display the agenda, but if we have other documents to show, we'll be able to do this through Adobe Connect. Some of you who are involved with the pilots are already familiar with Adobe Connect. It's fairly simple to connect. It's a webinar. But the instructions on how to do it, if you haven't done it before, will be in the next email that we send out. And then you'll be calling in still on this phone number. So just kind of an FYI when we have our next meeting. And when is that next meeting, Pam?
Well, that was my question, is the next meeting could be scheduled for September 2nd, but I didn't know if that works for everybody or whether we should move it to the 9th.
I don't think it makes any difference.
Okay. Anybody else?
No difference here.
Okay. Right. Okay. I think we're going to do the nights then, if that's okay. Again, we'll try to get this out. And we did record this meeting because we were, since it was a change in schedule, Jill was able to get it recorded because I always forget. And that way, people who were not able to attend today, they can hear what our topics were and the discussion that we had. So we'll probably move the next meeting to September 9th, but we'll get that out hopefully the next day or two. Okay. If there's nothing else, we'll probably just let you guys go. I'm sorry it's such a short agenda, but Dean mentioned to us he was going to be out, and so you know, we lost that agenda item. And we didn't know if you guys would have anything else, but I hope you guys have a great school year. We're gearing up for the next school year. You might hear from some of my team. We're working on student grades. We had a little issue with some of the kind of internal workings of eScholar in connecting the student and teachers. You may have submitted the data correctly, but for some reason it didn't connect. And it may be that the controlling district code is wrong or whatever, but my team is working on some follow-up related to that. So you may hear from me or Max Reiner if we have any questions about some of your data or need some assistance in clarifying what's there. But since it is an issue that was involved with eScholar, we probably will not ask you to submit the request to submit data late or make data changes, because it was a mistake on our side. And for the most part, we'll try to do the work for you as much as we can. But we may have some questions where we'll need clarification from you on the staff. So sorry for that. We didn't really discover it until late in the data collection window. And we weren't sure how many districts were affected until we started to look at the data that appeared to be missing. And so I appreciate your patience with us as we work through that. And we're going to try to get on that as soon as possible so that we can try to get that before things get too crazy in the new school year. So thank you so much for taking time to attend today. And again, if you have any questions or issues or concerns that you'd like to bring up in the district data collection group, let me know. I'll add them to the agenda or respond as best I can, or hopefully find somebody within the department that can give us a response. But have a great school year, and we'll see you then, or we'll talk to you again on September 9th. Thank you.
Thank you.